Attention, attention to all my burnt out project managers, project coordinators, program managers, portfolio managers. Are you just feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, frustrated, ready to throw in the towel, maybe even the flag? I got you today, because if you're nodding your head to all of those things and probably laughing at me with all these props I have, then you're not alone. Burnout is a silent epidemic in the project management world, and it's time today that we break the silence and we take immediate action. You mind if I share a story with you? You see, the first time that I truly experienced burnt out was my own doing. What do you mean, ED? You see, my own doing is that I didn't take advantage of some of the company perks that were provided. The company said, ED, you're allowed it because you've been with this organization X amount of times. You're allowed it 1 week of vacation. If you do not, or you choose not to accept that mission, then that vacation will roll over to the following year. And year after year, that vacation time kind of built up. And I realized that I was not helping the organization as well as I could have because I did not take that actual vacation. You see, a lot of times, especially people like myself, and I know you can relate, because the only reason why I say I know you can relate, because you're like-minded like me, because you're watching today's episode, you're listening to today's episode. It's important that we take that time for ourselves. So for today, I really want to unpack 8 points that will really help you if you're feeling burnout, or you're about to experience burnout in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my job, my mission is to unpack today's episode, which is entitled Overcoming Project Management Burnout. You know I'm going to hit you with them those tips and tricks. My apologies, family. Point number one, stop setting goals and set sacrifices. One of the things that I love to do, and I love Cody Sanchez, and this is who I actually got that from. I seen it on a YouTube clip, and when she said, YouTube short. And when she said that, I was like, that makes so much sense. How many times have we wrote down these goals or these things, and then we get so frustrated and we create so much anxiety because we want to achieve this goal and we don't even go after the goal. We don't even do it. Okay, maybe I'm just talking about me. But if I am talking to you, family, I love what Cody Sanchez says here is about the ability to make sacrifices to achieve your actual goal. In so many words, she gave an example of saying, hey, you know what? I'm not going to watch Netflix for, this week until I can finish X. And I really believe, and every time I've done this, I know it works. That's why I was just, when she said, I said, oh man, as she always says, you stole my homework, but she has a really good point. And one of the reasons why you can get burnt out is because you set certain goals for yourself. And because you didn't set the sacrifice to make sure or ensure that you accomplish that goal, you put all this extra pressure on yourself, more than anybody could put on you, and you don't even accomplish that particular goal. Let's move on to point number two. This is something I've struggled with, and I share that openly, and because I feel we're family, I should be able to be transparent, is delegate effectively. Listen, family, the ability to learn how to delegate tasks and responsibility to team members, it really just allows you to distribute the workload and prevent burnout. Me, on the other hand, is that reason why I struggle with this is not that I'm so attached to the work that I can't let it go. It's more of those things. It's more or less like I'm nervous that if I let the work go, will they actually do it? Sometimes people will make an interest in saying, yes, I want to help. Yes, I'll take that off your plate, but they don't make a commitment. What is the difference? I know you guys are smart and intelligent out there, so I'm not going to discredit your intelligence. But what I will say is that a commitment, how that shows up, it says, hey, I've already made the decision, not the choice. I've made the decision of moving forward in this this thing of what I have to do, this task that I have to do, this item that I have to do. There's so many people out there making choices and making interests, but they're not making the commitment and the decision. There is a commitment for me to show up here today. I said, today we're filming today. Shout out to you, to my brother Daryl, because he really impressed upon me the importance of being able to be committed. So here's an actionable step just to support you. Identify tasks, and what I've had to do is start small. Identify small tasks that can be delegated and provide. This is key, family, because this is where we get frustrated, because we have a certain expectation and we get frustrated because those expectations are not met. So it's important that we set clear expectations, clear instructions to support the team members to ensure a successful delegation or transition of work. Point number three, practice time management. You know, I used to struggle with this. Now I'm getting so good that it's scaring me. What do you mean that it's scaring you, ED? Well, it's scaring me because of the fact that I've noticed that I can get distracted just like anybody else. I mean, you're getting notifications from this app or that app, or your a call may come in and you're doing something. So I've learned when I need to stay really focused, I have to put my phone in do not disturb. Sorry. Or put it in airplane mode, depending on what type of phone you got. I do that because it gives me a time to really focus in. You know, when I'm in meetings, and I've shared this tip with you guys as well, when I'm in a meeting, I put my phone in do not disturb. I do that because I'm responsible for being part of this meeting. I want to be able to contribute, especially if I'm leading the meeting. I don't want anything to catch my attention. I don't want a clip of a show to come in, a clip of a YouTube short or YouTube video, anything like that, or a podcast that I've been listening to say, oh, the new episode is posted. I can't have that, because if I do, guess what I'm going to do? I'm human. I'm going to want to go look at it. So identify, what I had to do is identify and eliminate time wasters, such as unnecessary things that do not align, that really get in the way of distraction. Here's another key thing, family. Also, don't get caught up in having all of these unnecessary meetings. These are burnouts too, because I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but this is what I do. I disrupt project management. You have a meeting to talk about the meeting you just had. And it's like, hey, listen, guys, this is just way too much. It's not accomplishing anything. We could have knocked this out all in one meeting instead of having two separate 30-minute meetings that you changed the title, but it's the same content. We have to work and do better on combining meetings together, because you are going to burn people out. Next thing you know, people are not going to want to show up to your meeting because they're like, man, we just talked about this in the meeting. You're telling me we're having another meeting? You just changed the subject line in that? So anyway, here's a good actionable step. Use tools like time blocking that I shared. Use tools like putting your phone in do not disturb or airplane mode. And it will really provide you a lot of value there. Point number four, seek a mentor or coach for support. Why am I saying that? One of the things that my mentor, my coach, my buddy, my friend, Phil, has helped me with when we talk about time, we talk about the importance of really carving out time to focus on the thing that you said you had to do. By identifying and I'll make it an actionable step. By identifying and reaching out to mentors and coaches, it'll really give you the support. They can show you, they especially if they're in your field, they can really guide you and say, hey, look, let me see what your calendar looks like. What do you have scheduled? And they can say, okay, that's, you have way too many meetings there. You're doing more admin work than you are doing actually leading and managing this actual project. So if you get caught up in all of this admin stuff, you'll lose sight of what is actually going on in the project. And I remember that actually happened to me. I was so caught up on making sure the meeting recap was done, making sure the schedule was updated, making sure the project management plan was in place, making sure that the communication, I'm following the communication. I was caught up in all of that over there, and I was losing sight or foresight of the actual project that I was leading. Point number five, celebrate. It's okay. Celebrate this win. Celebrate you just passed the CAPM. Celebrate that you just passed the PMP. Celebrate you guys just finished this project. What happened to that? One of the things I'm going to recommend as an actionable step is regularly recognize and reward your team efforts and accomplishments. I don't care if they're big or small, but just don't just do it through verbal praise. Do it through verbal, written, as well as team celebrations. Because a lot of people will tell you, man, you're doing a great job. Hey, that's great. Will you put that in an email and copy my manager on that so that my manager knows that I'm doing a great job? That's important, family. You don't know how many relationships I was able to procure because of my ability to get, I mean, the things I was already saying to them anyway, verbally, I had just put it in email just to ensure that they got the proper credit that they needed. Point number six, one of my favorites, prioritize self-reflection. You know, one of the reasons why a lot of times you have burnout is that you haven't took time to really assess your well-being. You haven't really took time to assess your feelings, your own needs. You know, a lot of times if you're somebody like me that's selfless, you really put a lot of people before yourself because you really want to see them win. And when it's time for you, sometimes you kind of like, oh, it's not that big a deal, but it is that big of a deal because you need to focus on, because if you don't, what's going to happen is you're going to burn out. You're going to feel tired. You're going to feel exhausted because you're taking on too much when you don't have to, especially when you have a team. So set aside some here's my actionable tip. Set aside some dedicated time. Now, I'm going to tell you these next three things I'm going to say. I've touched it, but I haven't really done it successfully as far as having a consistent basis on it. But I do believe that starting, this is what, May 31st, and I'm filming this episode, I truly believe that it's going to have an impact upon once I transition into June. I plan on doing at least one of these things to start. I'm not going to overwhelm myself. So again, journaling, here's the three things: journaling, meditation, or discussing with a true friend. So I do about two of them. So I have a really great counsel. I shared that before with you guys. I have a really great counsel that I turn to, whether it's career advice or personal advice, to really lead me in a proper path, because these people have already been through what I'm getting ready to go through. So they can kind of say, oh, don't open that door, and that door is and door number one is probably not a good door for you to open. So that's what you need. That's why I'm always pushing for trainers and coaches. And I know I'm a little biased because I am a trainer and a coach, but the investment that you get out of it is going to do you wonders. Let's move on to point number seven. Point number seven, advocate for change. You know, one of the biggest things is that people do not like change. And the reason why they don't like change is because it's going to cause them to be uncomfortable. Unfortunately, is that that's where growth is when you're uncomfortable, you have an opportunity to grow as an individual. That thing that you couldn't push through, and then all of a sudden you get a coach, a mentor, they help push you through. Now you just had a growth spurt and you didn't even realize it. Listen, I wish I could tell you it was something different, but those that have the ability to be able to change or advocate for change, those are the ones that I would want to work with any day of the week, because I know that no matter what comes our way, we'll figure it out and we'll make the necessary change. And if that change don't work, we'll make another change until we can find out what the solution is to be able to move forward. Point number eight is, really, I want you to be able to have a project management, or I should say project manager mindset. What is a project manager mindset? A project manager mindset is one that really takes the time to focus and pour into the team. They look to give the team credit. They look to really build the team up. They're not looking for the accolades. They're not looking for the credits. Yes, it would be great to receive that, but if you do such a good deal in building your team up and pouring into your team, giving your team the proper support, in return, they should be coming back and giving you that same accolades and say, hey, man, we really love working with that project manager. Man, we really love working with that project coordinator. So your ability to move like that is going to be key, and my bonus for you today is take time off. If you're allowed it time off, take the necessary time. I especially for project managers, because I lived it, so I know, and still living it. I still struggle with it, but I've realized when I'm able to take time off, even if it's a day or two, I feel more refreshed when I come back. When I mean refreshed, meaning like I may have had time to really just have an opportunity to think what the solution could be to whatever the problem, whatever the risk that we have, or whatever's on our issue log. It gave me a time where I didn't have any distractions. I didn't have to be at this meeting or that meeting. I didn't have to be sending these emails. I had time to really just focus on one thing, and it really helped me out. So if you work for an organization and they offer you time off as part of your compensation package, please use that time off. It's not a bad thing. So let me give you my 3 points that I really want to close with. And I think it's going to be important that we talk about these 3 points. So again, first point is advocate for change. Having the ability to be adaptable, be interchangeable, not to allow, not to get stuck and caught up in one process. Having the ability to say, okay, why is this process broken? Or how can we break this process so we can figure out how we can build it to be better? My second point on my closing remarks is having the ability to prioritize self-reflection. Listen, family, it's nothing like having the ability to sit down, if you're into meditation or journaling or just sitting down and thinking, what am I going to do, as they would say, you know, just prioritizing you. I think so many times we get caught up in putting everything else before us that we forget about us, about you as an individual. And my last and final point is the ability to be able to seek mentorship or coaching. It's important, family. If you're really serious about your career, if you really truly want this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, you need to have a trainer or a coach. Because I don't care how, you could be super exceptional. You can know how to budget out this world. You can know how to be able to be a leader of people. But there may be a blind side that you're not even privy to, that having a trainer or a coach can definitely lead you and guide you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know my name. I go by the name of ED. Until next time, I'm out.